thank you for your mercy. How afraid she would have been, had she known. The bell cord was in reach. Mary tugged it gently. Send Mrs. Jenkins to me, Martha, please. Armed with plenty of excuses, what more could the sour old crab ask for than out-of-season cucumber? Mrs. Jenkins came in girded for battle. But the look Miss Mary wore banished her anger at once. Yes, Miss Mary. My mother has passed away, Mrs. Jenkins. Kindly send for Dr. Callum. Old Jenkins can go in the pony and trap. Tell Jenkins to saddle the roan, pack his needs, and be ready to ride for Pemberley as soon as I have written a note. He is to have 5 guineas from your jar for his journey, for he must make all haste. Good inns, good hired horses, when the roan cannot carry him farther. Mary's voice held its usual composure. No huskiness, no tremor to betray her feelings. For nigh on 17 years, thought Mrs. Jenkins, this poor woman has listened to her mother's megrims and woes, moans and complaints, when, that is, she wasn't listening to shrill outpourings of delight, triumph, self-congratulation. Saying just the right thing, competently averting an attack of the vapours, jockeying Mrs. Bennet into a better mood as briskly and unsentimentally as a good governess.